Hello everybody. The weekend is here and I decided that I was going to go to my favourite Indian restaurant here in Brisbane. I go there most weeks because they cook the most delicious curry, man. And it's been kind of a weekend tradition for me to go there. You know, I've brought my family there, I've brought friends there. It's my favourite curry place. I've got quite a few places that I go, but this one's the best. If I ever want to pay that extra few dollars and just get the best stuff, you know. Anyway, I was there earlier tonight and there's kind of a cherry on top. The icing on the cake of going to this curry place is the girl who works behind the counter. She is kind of like a goddess, right? She's like an 8.5 out of 10. Perfect, you know, just gorgeous, right? Now, whenever I go in there, she, you know, she's always very friendly and whatnot, but I always do this thing where I never try and act flirty. You know, I do this thing where, because I know that, like, on Tinder, it would be an instant left, you know, like, I just know that I'm way over my head if I was to try anything. So I always act friendly, but you know, when it's like, oh, how was your day? It's like, oh, it was really good, thanks. How about yours? And then, you know, she tells me about her day. I never go past the line. And you can tell she's busy too, right? Like, sometimes her friendliness is like, hey, how was your day? And then she instantly drops down to the cash register to, like, check something. Like, it's kind of, you know, it's that put on friendliness. You know, you can tell she's busy, right? Anyway, sometimes I go in there and I order my food, and yeah, I might, you know, go back to my car, drop something off, and then I'll come back and I'll just kind of sit in, like, the waiting area for the last 5 minutes and just kind of, you know, sit and, you know, play on my phone or whatever. And I noticed, like, this was maybe 3 or 4 months ago, you know, there would be other customers that were regulars, right? And they were all these, like, middle-aged to, like, senior men. And you know, I saw one guy go in and he addressed her by name. Let's say her name is Sally. He's like, oh, hey, Sally, how was your day? And she's like, oh, good, thanks. You know, Bob, you know, some old man name. No offense to the Bobs out there. And he would say something like, oh, they've got you busy tonight, haven't they, hun? And she would laugh kind of slightly awkwardly and, yeah, I guess so. And, you know, I'm a little bit out of earshot, so I'm not fully paying attention. But, you know, I would hear him ask her a question like, oh, what did you do today, sweetie? And she would say, you know, I went for my driving test. And the response he would say would be, you know, words to the effect of like, you know, what's a pretty young girl like you having to do sitting a driving test? You know, a girl who looks as good as you should just be given the license. You know, like, I'm you know, obviously paraphrasing. It may not have been that cheesy, but it was, you know, that kind of that boomer flirtiness that I kind of got the sense was going on. But you know, I thought maybe they know each other. You know, maybe he's, yeah, maybe he works, yeah, maybe they work together or so. I don't know what I thought, but I was like, they seem too familiar. Anyway. You know, I go in a couple of weeks later or whatever, and this time, this different guy is like, oh, thanks, Sally. You know, that's the best part about coming here is getting to see your gorgeous smile. And of course, the awkward, haha, thanks, you know, thanks, Roger. And, oh, that's okay, sweetie. You know, you could light up any man's day. You could warm any man's heart after a hard day's work. And I'm just like, oh, God. And every time I would go in there would be a different old man. And, you know, every single one of them would be trying to flirt with this 26-year-old brunette goddess that would work there behind the counter, you know, who prances around in these, like, micro mini skirts that she wears. She dresses, like, revealing, but also somehow, like, classy at the same time. It's a unique combination. I know that's kind of an oxymoron, but she wears, like, the expensive shoes and the little tight black yet very expensive dresses that she wears that, you know, she's elegant. I sound like I'm simping. I'm just trying to paint you guys a mental image here. Anyway, every time I would go in there would be a different old man. And some of these guys, and I honestly believe this, I think some of them just go in there to talk to her. Like, they don't even, you know, they don't even like curry, you know. I feel like there's vegetarians that go in there and order, you know, the chicken madras just so they can talk to this girl. And, you know, I get it, okay? Like, it is always kind of like the cherry on top of going to this restaurant for me. But if she's not on that night and the guy that works there is there, I'm still going to the curry place because they have the best curry. But I feel like some of these other guys, I feel like they go there just to talk to this girl. And I get it, though. That's the thing, is I do get it. Because I understand that if you're like, I don't know, 55 years old, divorced, and, you know, you sit around all day and, you know, you go on dating apps and it's just, you know, zero matches and there's no place to meet people like there once was, you know, once upon a time, and you're hungry, and you could go to McDonald's or you could go to this other place, right, and get a curry. And when you walk in there, this pretty young thing behind the counter that recognizes you, you know, you walk in there and she looks you dead in the eye. You might think, oh, she's doing it deliberately to gain customers, but she doesn't own the place. She just works there. I think she's just genuinely, you know, that stereotype that like the prettiest girls have the worst personalities. It's not true. It's just not true. You know, some like mega fatties have the worst personalities, and sometimes like the pretty girl can be like naively pleasant. I think she's doing it out of some kind of naive kind of obligation to the concept of her job. But these guys, they fall for a trap that I don't even think that she's deliberately setting for them. And, you know, even if she is doing it deliberately, even if she, you know, even if you are listening to this and you're thinking, no, bro, you're the naive one if you don't think that she knows what she's doing. All right, well, maybe she, you know, maybe she is doing it deliberately, you know, maybe she's recruiting her, you know, people for her OF, right? Maybe if the guys are super, you know, flirty on the receipt, she, you know, puts the link to her OF, right? Maybe so. Does that make it better for the guys that are flirting? Like, does that make them any less pathetic? And it's never the young guys, okay? Even like the young, you know, like 30-year-old, you know, like, you know, overweight guys with like a neck beard, even they're not like this. It's just the older guys. It's like the 50, 60-year-old dudes, you know, the kind of guys you would see in Pattaya, except they don't have their Western money to throw around. You know, there was this one guy, he was, I don't remember what he looked like, but he was old enough. And he was like hardcore, you know, leaning over the counter, and you could see that she was busy and like trying to do what she had to do, but he was trying to steal 100% of her attention. And he had this, every time she would like kind of rush, you know, like rushedly give him like an answer to one of his questions, you know, with like a half smile on her face as she like kind of nervously tried to make sure that, you know, the tables were set and, you know, the store was open for business. Every time she would like flash him like a half smile, his face would light up as if to say like, still got it, you know, I can still make the girls laugh, not realizing that like she's trapped behind the counter, bro. That, you know, go out on the street and try this with some girl and see how, you know, like, oh man. I guess what I'm trying to say in this video is, as you get older, I get it, you get less attention, and sometimes just having a pretty girl that like acknowledges, not just acknowledges your existence, but like actually like shows some degree of warmness, I do get it. But you got to be stronger than that, man. Like, or at least don't be delusional, okay? It's one thing to be like, you know what, I'm willing to go spend $20, $30 on food, you know, just to be served by like a pretty girl. That's one thing. If you're like aware of it, that's one thing. But some of these guys, they're so far behind, they actually think they're winning. You know, they think they've got, they think that there's a chance. Okay, and that's the sad part. That's my message, okay, to these old men. Like, snap out of it, bro. All right, whether or not she's doing it deliberately or she's just naive, you know, in being so friendly to these guys, either way, you're still a clown. You're still, oh, I'm lost for words. Okay, and I've seen guys, I've seen these dudes do it on the train. I've seen them do it at cafes where the girl has way less interest, you know, like you can tell she's busy and they just, they demand her attention. It's this kind of, like this type of chauvinism, but not like a good chauvinism, a loser type of chauvinism. A lot of guys, they get past a certain age and their ego can't accept the reality of the situation. So they have to like delude themselves. And I guess my message is stop. Just stop. Quit while you're behind. Okay, stay in your lane, old man. And again, you know, I get it, right? Being on the dark side of 40 is never, you know, is never easy. But what these guys need to do is realize that, especially when they do it on places like the train, you know, at least with the girl at the curry place, there's an invite to a certain degree, you know, like there's some excuse to talk to her. But the guys on the train or some other place where the girl is just trying to ignore them, you know, she had her headphones in until you interrupted. And, you know, in doing so, you made everybody around you cringe. All right, I've been on the train before, and some guy, you know, he's maybe 50, 60 years old, and there'll be some girl on the train, we'll say 23 or whatever, and she's got her headphones in, she's minding her own business, and all of a sudden, Joe Boomer is like, oh, where are you going today, hun? And she'll try and accommodate him, right? She'll try and be polite as much as she can. And he takes advantage of the politeness. He abuses the politeness, right? Like he'll ask a question and she'll give him like a half answer. Or maybe she'll like very kind of like, and you can see the strain in her voice. She'll be like, oh, how about you? And it just goes on and on and on. And the rest of us on the train carriage are like making eye contact with each other. And we're talking to each other with our eyes like, you know, God, I wish he would just get off at the next station. We're all just hoping that he gets off. But yeah, I've been on those types of train trips before. And I've seen it in cafes where, again, the girl can't escape and everybody around has to listen to it. Ah, man, it's tough. It's really tough. I know that the people, I know I'm probably preaching to the choir. I know that most of you are not that old boomer. But man, as you get older, man, you have to like, it's actually an effort. It's like maintaining your physique when you're young. You know, it's like maintaining your abs or something. You know, you have to make sure, you have to work on not being like some annoying, delusional old boomer. I don't mean boomer in like the literal sense, but like boomer in the metaphorical sense. In fact, I remember, you know, talking about in my previous video, I mentioned the call center. It's like when you work in the call center, you'll get a call from like a 14 or 15 year old. And this is like their first official call of their life, right? Without, you know, their parents there, or maybe like their parents are in the background in case things go south. But, you know, their parents are like, no, you can call them, do it yourself. So they call through and they're all nervous and they're like, so I was born in 2009. What, you know, what other information do you need to identify me? And you go through the whole motion. The whole motions of the call, and they're perfectly benign. They just nervously answer your questions, and you get to the end of the call. And then the 55-year-old boomer calls in, and they immediately call through, and they're like, listen, Sonny, before I tell you what's wrong with my problem today, let me start off by saying that your company is just the worst. I woke up this morning, and I made myself breakfast, and then I discovered that there's a chipmunk living in my left ear. So I called your call center, and then, hang on a second, my wife's yelling out to me, what? Yeah, I'm on the phone. Yeah, I'm talking to the call center. Sorry about that, mate. Blah, blah. And they go on, and they go on. And it's like the 14-year-old does a better job of conducting themselves. Anyone who's ever worked in any type of call center, as I did off and on for 4 years, 5 years, knows exactly what I'm talking about, that when the 14-year-old would call, you wouldn't be too worried. You know, a call would drop into your headset and it's like a 14 or 15-year-old and you're like, all right, whatever, you know, I'll just go slowly with them. But then the 50-year-old or the 70-year-old would call, and right from the get-go, like the vibe is just off, you know, especially if it's a guy. So yeah, you've just, as you get older, you've got to like, you've got to work on yourself. You've got to maintain a concerted effort not to become more and more unhinged and lose your perspective on the social contract. You know, these old men who become like flirty or whatever, the guy's talking to this young woman at the curry place. It's not just that they're lonely. You know, there's plenty of younger guys that I'm sure are lonely, but they don't conduct themselves like this. This is a kind of delusion, okay, that I think comes with age. You know, they say people become more conservative as they age. Well, that might be true, but I think people also become a little bit more delusional as they get older. Maybe they gain wisdom in some areas, you know, knowledge of themselves, but in some ways they often don't. Oftentimes they kind of revert. And another factor you also see as well is the massive amount of cope content on YouTube, right, and on other platforms where there's a lot of these female content creators that make this cope content aimed at boomers and tell them that, or you know, Gen Xers, and tell them that young women want them, right? Like, remember the Richard Cooper and Rollo Tomasi cope graph that, you know, men become more attractive as they age? Well, there's a massive industry of that content on YouTube where these women tell these old men that, no, the girl at the curry shop likes it when you flirt with her. Like, I don't think this type of content is what causes it. I'm not saying that the guys that flirt with the girl at the place I go to are watching YouTube videos. I think it's got more to do with, I think it's like maybe a generational thing. It's, or maybe, like I said, maybe it's just like becoming more conservative as you age. You know, sometimes it's part of getting older. I don't know, but it certainly doesn't help that you have all of this blue pill, red pill content on YouTube that, you know, basically tells these guys that it's okay to go up to women on the train because she likes it, bro. You know, women are attracted to stable older men, you know, 15 reasons why women under 30 want a man over 60, bro. What we need is more age pill content, okay? We need more guys producing, like, you know, straight up androcentric options. Like, if you're north of 40 years old, your options are to stay in the West and rot, or relocate to Southeast Asia or some other place, you know, stay at home and rot, or Geomax. Okay, we need more androcentric content that dispels the delusions of these old men. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. So I know this is not my most insightful video. It's just me ranting, honestly, but I had to say it.